In the name of God, greetings to all economic activists. I hope everyone is doing well, especially the representatives of Ararat who are diligently trying to learn educational podcasts to witness substantial growth in their businesses. In this podcast, we intend to talk about finalizing sales, securing deals, and all related topics within the sales process as well. Okay, dear friends, kindly pay attention. When we speak with our customers and persuade them to buy our products or services, many people feel fear at the end of the story. The fear that the customer might not buy from them. This creates a defensive mindset. They think, if I tell the customer to buy and they don't, what will happen? Well, actually, I want to answer this question. What really will happen if you make a suggestion and the person says no? Let me give you a few examples to help you understand how the human mind works. Imagine you're sitting at the edge of a table at a dinner party. Each person has their places and the food is brought out, but you don't have access to all the dishes. You must ask someone near you to pass the rice or meat or anything else. Now imagine you've conditioned your mind to think, if I ask the person next to me to pass the rice, they will probably say, why don't you get it yourself? If this thought occurs to you, and if your mind is inexperienced, it will command you to just do it yourself. You won't even have the courage to ask or request help from anyone else. So you try to handle everything on your own and avoid asking for help, because you think they might embarrass you. And that is the most horrible thing can happen. If we examine the root of this embarrassment and hesitation to ask, the first issue is that you didn't even make the request. So you devaluated yourself from the start. The second thought might be, what did I do wrong that they won't probably grant my request? Pay attention to how the mind processes these things. The main point here is that in sales psychology, we need to be mindful of these issues because the process is entirely psychological. Why does my mind interpret things this way? Many people experience the same thing in their business. They engage with customers a lot, but are afraid to tell them, okay guys, now you need to make the payment. They wait for the customer to bring up the topic of money. Out of 100 of customers you interact with, how many will ask you for your bank account details on their own? Very few, of course. Even among those who do get your account number, some won't make the payment at all. However, if you had made the request yourself and anticipated that 50% of people would say no, you would see this as completely normal and not a form of rejection. Even those who ask for your account number and don't transfer the money, it doesn't mean you've been embarrassed or weakened. The customer who don't buy from you are simply indicating that your product isn't their preference. When they don't buy, why don't you feel upset that they didn't choose you? This is purely a psychological game. So keep that into your mind. You must learn to resolve these issues for yourself and your brain as well. My dear Ararats, kindly pay attention. By making offers and requests, Even though 50% of people may say no, you will still have remaining 50% to negotiate with, and that's amazing. But if you don't make the offer, you will lose 97% of the whole opportunities right from the start. By making offers, you can capture a large share of the market. And that is the most important thing to be taken into your consideration, guys. The key point is that at the end of the month, you will want to ask yourself, how much profit did I make? At the end of the year, of course, you will evaluate your overall profit. So don't focus on these minor fears, because you want to become a successful representative and seller. I mean, you want to be the charismatic and professional person in sales. You must become a professional salesman and woman. Whenever we discuss these things in our podcasts, our goal is to help you guys to build the mindset of a salesperson, because professionals focus on sales psychology and work to increase their sales. They believe that hearing no from 50% of people doesn't matter, because by the end of the month, they will still have earned enough. I admire this mindset because they are truly focused on profit thinking. As long as I sell, I can turn 50% of my efforts into money. And that is the whole thing. That is what really matters. Gone are the days of waiting for the customer to approach you and ask for your bank account details and this kind of things. In today's market, the supplier who is more proactive and persistent will sell more and be more successful, of course. One point I want to emphasize is this. Don't be afraid and remove irrational fears from your mind. Always tell yourself to stay focused and believe that even if someone doesn't buy from you today, they may come back in the future. They probably will. You must fight for your comfort and well-being. You need to bear some minor humiliations now, because if you don't, the poverty that will come in the future will be much more harder to endure. Although I don't see hearing no as humiliating, I see it as a sign of greatness. If you learn to expand your mind and accept that not everyone will approve or choose you, you will become much stronger. Even God doesn't have everyone satisfied with him. So it's not your fault if some people don't choose you as the supplier, as the agent, as the seller. That's fine. You must understand this. Customers are diverse and they have different beliefs as well. But one day, many of them will realize they made a mistake, but by not choosing you as the supplier, as the agent, as the seller. And if and only if you do your best in this business, in this field, as the international sales manager. For now, you need to focus on strengthening yourself, becoming a reputable brand as well. And of course, introducing yourself to the world as a reliable seller agent as well. Follow this small, simple step. Start today by saying, I'm going to make the first offer without fear and ask the customer to buy. There is a technique for this, and this technique differentiates professional salespeople from amateurs. Let me explain with an example, like always. If you've noticed in ice cream or fast food shops, there are always many options. Regular burger, special chef's burger, and a wide variety of choices. Do you know why? Because the seller believes that by offering several options, the customer will likely choose one. If there's only one option, the question to the customer would simply be, do you want to buy from me or not? You see? Yes, no question. And they will easily say, no, that's it. But when you present multiple choices, the mind automatically wants to select one. For instance, if you ask a guest, would you like tea? They might say no, easily, simply, yes, no question. But if you offer tea, juice, or water, they are much more likely to choose one. So, in professional negotiations, we must use the multiple choice technique. For example, you can present different qualities or categories of your product to the customer so they can easily choose one, leading a guaranteed sale. This process of moving from an initial offer to a final sale is called a sales pipeline. The sales pipeline refers to the steps you take to convert a lead into a signal. Then continue with the signal as well, contacting them, providing information, following up, setting up technical or in-person meetings, and continuing until you finalize the deal and sell. This entire process is called the sales pipeline, and it exists in all sales scenarios as well. To clarify, let me give you an example. Imagine you're producing a shirt. First, there's a cotton fill, then the cotton is turned into thread, and the thread into fabric as well. And finally, with sewing machines, the shirt is made. This process is called a pipeline, and it applies to to the production of all goods. And of course, sales. Every sales has a pipeline, and every pipeline has a certain percentage. Some people ask us, who do you consider a professional salesperson, a professional agent representative? We say it depends on the product. Some products are in a high demand but have a lot of competitions, while others have less competitions but also less demand. However, I often say that you should aim for a conversion rate of 35 to 40%. This means that out of 100 leads, you definitely are going to turn 35 to 40 customers to sell. If you achieve this, you can call yourself a professional salesperson, a professional representative, of course. Now there's a question. What do we do with the 60% of leads that didn't convert? The answer is that we think about them too. We will follow them up. We will start over again. But my focus is on those who managed to convert only 10% or less of their leads. Why so little? Why don't they evaluate where is the pipeline things are going wrong? Because there will be something going wrong in their pipeline. This is where the main issue lies. The money you could have earned but didn't. That's the real lose. Why don't you consider that lost opportunity a lose? That is a real lose. So keep that into your mind. So let's all learn to focus, work on our sales pipelines, and ensure that when we look back, we don't regret missed opportunities. Understand that efforts must be proactive, not just something you think you're doing. Just like in a school, some students would present and pretend to study but never really did anything effective. Simply watching videos won't make you a swimmer. You have to practice, you have to start, you have to do something, okay? So move and try to do something. Finally, Record your last customer interactions, how long you engage with them, what kind of follow-up you did. By doing this, you can easily improve your sales process as well and become a true and professional salesperson, of course. So guys, that's all. That's it for today. Today's training as well. I hope you implement these points in your business. And don't forget never and ever that we all love you. And until the next training, take care and goodbye.